want to say, Mi sabrat also beishamai kederayim? Who said that beishamai did the way they healed? I tell you, maybe lo yosu beishamai kederayim. Beishamai did not do the way they healed, even though they held it was mutter. But maybe lemaisa they were machnia themselves to beis hillel, and they did not be miyabim the Torah. At most, they gave them chalitza. That's one parent. But Rabbi Yechonon Noman, no, also the Yosu, no, beishamai did what they held. If they held the Tzorah as the Mitzvah Yibum, they let the brother be Miyabim, the Tzorah, the second wife of his daughter. So the Mara Pluk to the Rabbi Shmuel, this is the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, if beishamai really did according to their Shita or not. The Rav Oimer, lo Yosu beishamai kederayim, no, that beishamai did not do what they held. Even though they held it was Mutter, they didn't do.
Maybe this or everything?
Could be everything, could be. I'm not sure. Let me tell you this, Kashi is, I'm not sure. Shmuel says no, a call upon him in this case alone. This case alone, but it's so machlokes that Shmuel said Beishamai did do and Rasa didn't do. So Mara says no, Amos. Where is the machlokes? Eli Mokoidim Baskel, if you want to say before there was a Baskel that the Gemara in Erevin brings down, that there was a Baskel came out and said, Halacha Kebeisilo. So now if you want to say the question is before the Baskel came out, is my time at the Mount Yamlo Yosu? What should be the reason that the Beishamai should not do what they held? If they hold their right, you have a right to do what you hold. If you hold it's right up Yitzhak Halacha, you have a right to do it. So why shouldn't Beishamai do what they hold? V'yela, you have to say liyacha baskel, that the machlokes says after the baskel came out instead of klal that the loch was gebei silol, now it's the machlokes if they still did or not. So for the Gemara, if so, my time of the mandiyama also, what's the reason the mandiyama says they did? If Beishamai heard a baskel saying that they're wrong, so how come Beishamai did according to the halacha? So Gemara says this is also not kasha. He boy is saying more koydim baskel, the boy is saying liyacha baskel. I'll tell you no. This machlokes Rav and Shmuel. If Beishamai did according to their shita, could be a machlokes whether before the baskel came out, even after the baskel came out. What's the pshat? He boy is saying if you want to say, I'll tell you koydim baskel. It's a machlokes before the baskel came out. So if so, like the kasha was then, why shouldn't the Beishamai do according to their shita? The Chur, before the Baskel, Beishamai holds their right, for sure they should do. The Teretiz is going to Beisila Ruba. I tell you that Beisila was the Rive. So the Klal, the Mi, they're supposed to listen to the Rive. So that's the Svar why Beishamai did not do according to their own Shita, even Kreitim Baskel. Because Beisila was the Rive, so they were supposed to go after the Rive. Now, Leman Diyama Lo Yasu, why do Beisila Ruba? That's why Beishamai did not do it. What's Pshat according to Mandiyama that said Beishamai did do according to their Shita? I, Beisila, was the Rav. So then he holds that Rav is the one that's, no, Shmuel. Shmuel is the one that says Beishamai did. How come they did it? I, it's against the Rav. Shmuel holds, Ki Yazlina Basaruba, when do we go Basarav? Heichad Chiyadodininu. When both Shitas are equal, just the same type of Chachomim. So you have a Machoikis Chachomim, you go Basarav of the Chachomim. Avahocho Beishamai Mechada De Tvei. Beishamai was smarter than Beisilul. Beishamai was more sharp than Beisilul. So even though the Rav was Beisilul, and Lamaisa Paschal according to the Rav, according to Beisilul, but Beishamai themselves had a right to do the way they held. Since they were sharper, they have a right to do the way they want. The Lamaisa is also a Zoya like that that says that loss of love by Yemaisa Mashiach, we're going to Paschal like Beishamai. The pshat is because right now Beishamai is too smart for us, we don't understand the Shita. So we have to go the way we understand Beisilo. But Lassanova, Binizgala, the Tamim of Beishamai will understand it, then Takatalach will be like Beishamai, this Gemara says. That really Beishamai is Mechada De Tvei. Beishamai is like too sharp for us. But their sharp means that's Taka the Yemis. But how do we do now? Now that we do like Beisilo says. The Kopon and Beishamai themselves had a right to do it the way they held. That's one way to learn the Machlokes. The boy is saying another way is like this. Liyacha Basko, the Machlokes is after the Basko came out. And the Basko said the Loch is like Beisilul. So therefore, man, the Yom Loyos, according to Rav, it's very good. To Anofka Basko, the Basko came out and said the Loch is like Beisilul, so Melo Beisharmeh didn't do their Shita anymore. Uman the Yom also was Pshar and Shmuel that said no. Shpei Shammai still did according to the halacha. Rabbi Yeshua, the held like Rabbi Yeshua Shita. The Yom that he says in the Gemara, in a few Gemaras, that Rabbi Yeshua holds is, a mashkich in a baskul. We don't listen to a baskul. The klal is loy ba shemayim hi. The Torah is non shemayim. If shemayim tells us something, we don't listen to the shemayim anymore. Hashem gave the Torah levos of Adam. The way we dash in the Torah, that's the psak halacha. That's of Yeshua Shita. You don't have to listen to a baskel. Therefore, Beis Shammai, since they held they were right, even after the baskel, they have the right to still do the way they hold. Now, for the Gemara, according to Shmuel Laman, the Yom also according to Shmuel Shita, that holds that Beis Shammai did according to Shita, so Beis Shammai was Miyabim, Vitzara Servam, for the Kasha, Karin and Khan, why shouldn't it be Yosef on the Pasuk, Lois is going to do? That we dash in Loisasu, Agudas, Agudas. You're not allowed to have different groups in Klai Yisroel. Some people say in the Saras Erva, you are allowed to be Miyabim. And Basila says, you're not allowed to be Miyabim. You can't have different groups in Klai Yisroel doing different halachas. So Rabbi Abai says like this, there's no kasha. Ki Yamrin and Lois is going to do. When do we say the Klal of Lois is going to do not to have different groups? Kagoin, Shtei, Botadin, and Virachas. If in one city, you have two different Botadinim, two different shuls in one city, that's no good. Halolu marm kedivre be shamai, v'halolu marm kedivre be silol. That's what's usher. Since it's in one city, it's not nice to have two different minhagim. That some people do like be shamai, some people do like be silol. That's not right in one city. Avol shtei bote dina be shtei ayoros less lambo. But if two different bezdins are two different shuls, two different killers in two different cities, then there's no less is going to do. That each city has a right to have their own minig, that's not comparable one to the other. It doesn't look like there's two terrorists in Klal Yisrael. That's the Havamina. That's the Havamina. Oh, my lace, Rabbi said back to him, for Beishamah and Beisillah, what are you talking about? Like the Machlekes, Beishamah and Beisillah is in the same city. Kishtei Botadin and Beirachas Dami. They didn't live in two different cities. There's some people in Beishamah, some people in Beisillah live together. And still, Beishamah did according to their Shita, and Beisillah did according to their Shita. So you see, even in one city, still you can have two different terrorists. I, why, the Pasuk says, Lois is going to do not make different groups. Elohim, Rav says like this, Ki, Yarmin, Lois is going to do, when do we have the Yisra not to do two different groups? Kagoin, Bezdin, Biirachas. If you have one Bezdin in one city, Polag, Murin, Kadivra, Beishamah, half of them, Paskin, like Beishamah, Polag, Murin, Kadivra, Beisillah, that's no good. In the same shul, in the same Bezdin, you can't have a Machlokes. You can't have half this way, half that way. Then it looks like they're two terrorists. Avol Shtei, Botedin, Biirachas. Even if it's in one city, but two different Botadinim, two different places, then less Lambo. Then there's no whistle less is going to do. So that's the Maskana, that if each place is knowing by themselves, there's no less is going to do. They could have one shul davening Svand, one shul davening Ashkenaz, there's no less is going to do. Since it's two different places, there's no whistle less is going to do. Then in the Chnami, in the same shul itself, there would be a shalom less is going to do. Chura, so the Moshe says, if you daven in a Swadish, in a place that davens Nusach Ashkenaz, tensh, what you daven quietly to yourself is okay. What you say, Barabim, though, that you should say the way Ashkenaz. The Moshe of you're a Svad, and you daven in a Mokam Ashkenaz, the Kedusha, that you say, Barabim, you should say their Kedusha, the Kedusha of Ashkenaz, you should not say you're a Swadish Kedusha. That would be a shalom less is going to do. Something you're saying out loud, people here in the same shul, looks like two different halachas that you shouldn't do. Same shalom, also you have a molas on Chol HaMoed about wearing tefillin. That some people have the meaning to wear tefillin, some people have the meaning not to wear tefillin. So here the Achronim say also, in the same shul, you should not have people, some wearing, some not wearing. In the same shul, you have the sisalos is going to do. So it's a very good meaning on your Chol HaMoed to make sure, like you have both, you should have two separate minyanim. One minyan with tefillin, one minyan without tefillin. A lot of achronim hold like that. There are some achronim that are makel today and say that about the minyan is yidua. Everybody knows the minhagim. It's not two different terrorists. There are some people that are makel. Well, yeah. In the kill attack we have with that. All right. Good point. There were a lot of achronim that are very makbid. They say over that there are benat. Kedegas time, when he went to shul, his minig was not to wear tefillin. And he davened in the shul that wear tefillin. So what he did was in Chol HaMoed, he opened up his batim and took out his pashis and he put on the tefillin in shul. So it should look like he's wearing tefillin. Even though he yelled, he doesn't wear tefillin. Kopanim, some achrenim were makpit upon that, very makpit. So that is better to try and do that in Chol HaMoed, to find the minig that wherever you do, they all do that way. So in the same shul, you have problems, that's what Maskonia of Lois is going to do. But two different shuls, two different places, there's no shul of Lois is going to do. So now that's a terrorist to the Mikra Megillah also. If in the big city they read this day, the 15th, with the Chayma, and without a Chayma, the 14th, there's no more Lois is going to do anymore. Since it's two different places, there's no Lois is going to do.
But it's in the same town, though.
It don't make a difference. As long as two different places, two different shuls. Yeah. Right, that's the maskon here. Even Bir Achas, two different bezins is okay. Toshima, bim koimoi shrebelezer, hoyokursim etzim, lasos chomim beshabis, lasos basil. Rebelezer shita was that a heksha mitzvah is doicha shabis, a heksha mila. In a case we have to make a mila on Shabbos, the male does not have his knife, he's allowed to go and make the knife on Shabbos. That's Rebelezer shita. Rashi, so Kursim Eitzim used to chop down the wood on Shabbos Lassos Chomin. Leboi Bayoim Kedei Lassos Barzal Izmo Shemil in order to make the knife. Tiksov Reb Leza Machshire Mitzvah Doichin Shabbos Ki Mitzvah Atzim. That's Reb Leza Shita. That what you need for the mitzvah is also Doichin Shabbos. We don't paskin like this. We all don't need the actual mitzvah Doichin Shabbos. But not to make the knife. Now, Bimkoy Moshe Reb Yosi Aglili Hoyoichlin Bos Hoyf Becholof. If you're saying Lili Paskin that there's no Issa Bosa Mecholov on chicken, there's only Issa Bosa Mecholov on meat of an animal, not by chicken. So therefore he was matted to cook up chicken and milk. Bimkoy Moshe Reb Leza, so Diak is, Bimkoy Moshe Reb Leza in, Bimkoy Moshe Reb Kiva Loi.
Where did he live
in
this
school? Different places. Bimkoy Moshe Reb Leza in, they used to do like this, they cursed him this, and Bimkoy Moshe Reb Kiva Loi. The Tanya learned like this: Klal Lomer Rabbi Kiva, Kol Melacha Shevshel Asoysim Yeru Shabbos Ein Doicha to Shabbos. Any Melacha that you could do before Shabbos, like Lamoshel to make the knife for the Mila, you could make the knife before Shabbos. Therefore, it's not Doicha Shabbos. So you see, Rabbi Kiva says you're not allowed to make the knife on Shabbos, and Rabbi Lez told you are allowed to. So Chur Tekasha, Fret the Gemara again. Vahai Ma'at Yiftu. What kind of Kasha is this? Mekaymis Mekaymis Shanit, like we answered before. That means in Reb Leza's town, where he lived, he was the Moradasri there, he passed and you're allowed to make the knife on Shabbos. In the town of Reb Kiva, in a different town, he held you not allowed to. So what was the kasha then? That's what we answered before, for the Moradasri, Mekoy Meshani. For the Moradasri, Kiarolo, my Karolo, like, what was the Havamina? Or the Karolo, what are the Yeshkin in the first place? Pshitin is the Teretz. It's two different places here. So when Salka died the Chaminach, I would have thought, Mishum Chumra de Shabbos, Kimokim Mechadami Kamashvalon. Maybe as the Yisra from Shabbos, and Shabbos is a Chomadik Yisra, not to be Mechal or Shabbos, but Chlal, there should not be any Machlekes in the Klai Yisrael. If you told me there's a lot of places going to do never to have two groups, maybe the two groups apply even over here also. On Shabbos, even in two different places, you shouldn't have different halachas. And that's Kamashma, no. Even though it's a question of Yisra Shabbos, Reb Lezer held this mutter in his town, he's allowed to do it. Reb Kiva held this osser in his town, they didn't do it. Toshima. The Rabbi Avua ki iklo li asfu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. When Rabbi Avua used to go to visit Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, had a metalto sharga. He used to carry a leichta. That means the candles, it was lit on Shabbos. After the candles went out, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds ein muks on Shabbos. He holds like Rabbi Shimon Shita, you're allowed to move around the candles, the leichtas, after they go out. V'chi iklo li asfu Rabbi Yechanan. When Rabbi Avua went to visit Rabbi Yechanan, lo yavi metalto sharga. On that Shabbos when he was by Rabbi Yechanan, he did not move the candlesticks. As Rabbi Yechanan holds like the Yehudi Shita Muktzah is also on Shabbos, therefore even after the neighbors go out, still you're not allowed to move around the candlesticks. So it's a kash, how come it did two different halachas? For the Gemara again, v'hai makush, what kind of kasha is this? V'lo yamrinan, didn't we say Mekai Mashani? There are two different places here. By Yeshua ben Levi, they did like this, and Rabbi Ki Yechanan, they did like this. So Moses says, "Nine hachi coming. This is what I had shver." Rabbi Avu, a heichad over hachi, have a kash on Rabbi Avu himself. How did Rabbi Avu himself do these two things? Heichi over hachi, veichi over hachi. Like how was he able to be mechal Shabbos? So Moran says, "Rabbi Avu, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, surely. Really, Rabbi Avu himself holds like the shita that's mutter. He holds like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi shita ain muksa on Shabbos." But that he went to visit Rabbi Yechanan on Shabbos, he was makbid not to touch the candles there. There we only did it to give respect to Rabbi Yechanan. Really, he holds b'shita, it's not muksa. You're allowed to move around the candlesticks after the neiros goes out. But the reason why he didn't do it when he went to visit Rabbi Yechanan, I was covered from Rabbi Yechanan. So also a klal, even though you hold another shita, but in front of the rav himself, you should do it the way he holds. For the Gemara, I have ikar shama to my doiler l'shama. Kashrut either his shamish was there with him. So if the shamish is going to see the way here he doesn't do it, he'll go and tell everybody else, that's the locha, teretiz the modil l'shama. Rav Avua explained it to his shamish also, that the reason why he's doing two different things is, he explained to him, that really I heard l'aloch, it's mutter. Either mokim Rav Yechon, I'm not going to do it, that's mishum kvoided Rav Yechon. Rashi says, Vika Shama, he has a shamish there, the one that helps him along. To Rabbi Avuha, Tlemasa Gadaita, he won't know. Or Metal Tobias, a little different Rashi learns. Or Metal Tobias to Rabbi Yechon. Like, why was Rabbi Avuha afraid that his shamish he has with him, his like waiter, his helper, he'll move the Neiris even Bias to Rabbi Yechon. Hoyu Bechazar Rabbi Avuha Biyam with the Metal. But since his helper sees Rabbi Avuha by his own house, moving the candles, Rav Avuha should be afraid that when he goes to visit Rav Yechonah now, his helper will still move around the candles. So Mel, that was a swear that he should not do by his own house either. Now the Gemara says, no, Rav Avuha explained it to his shamish, that don't do it in front of Rav Yechonah. Toshima, Afa pi she'el, says in our Mishnah, Afa pi she'el ha'oisrim ve'el ha'matirin, Machlokes by its soris, erva, Be'shamish says, you're allowed to be miyab, Mesil says, you're not allowed to. Still, the Mishnah says, "Le'nimnu be'shamim elitzu noshim be'silul." They did not stop from marrying into mishpachas. V'loy be'silul be'shamay. Be'silul married into the mishpacha be'shamay, and be'shamay married into the mishpacha be'silul. Now the question is, "Iyarmit bishleim maloyosu." If you say be'shamay did not do according to the shita mishumachal le'nimnu, then it's very good. Why they did not stop from getting marrying into one other mishpacha? Because even though according to be'silul, what Beishamai did, the kid should be mamzerim, so they should not marry into their mishpachas. The Teretz says Beishamai did not do according to the Shita. Ela, but according to Shmuel, Ela Yamrit also that Beishamai did do what they held by its Tzara Serva. They held Yilad be Miyabim the Tzara, so a brother was Miyabim Om. Amayla Nimdu. How come they didn't stop marrying one and the other? So it's like this. It's okay why Beishamai did not stop marrying the children of Beisilom. What's the loch? According to Beishamai, the Tzorah has the mitzvah Yibam. Now in Beisilom's mishpachis, they hold that Tzorah is no Yibam at all. She's allowed to get married to somebody else. So even if she gets married to somebody else, even according to Beisilom, she's only over a lav. That's Chayv Elavin. A Yivama that's getting married to somebody else is over a lav. So Chayv Elavin, the kid is not a mamzer, therefore it's good why Beis Hillel, why Beis Shammai is allowed to marry into the mishpacha of Beis Hillel. Ela Beis Hillel, mi Beis Shammai amai, loy, nimnu. Ela Beis Hillel, how come they didn't stop intermarrying into Beis Shammai's mishpachas? Why? B'nei Chayv Krisis, mamzerim ninu. According to Beis Shammai, they held the Tzorah of an erva has a mitzvah yibum. They let the brother marry the Tzorah. According to Beis Hillel, there's no mitzvah yibum. So the brother is marrying an eshes tach, a chi of chorus. The lach is whenever you live with a wife, with a lady, that's a chai of chorus to you, the kid becomes a mamzer. So how could Beis Hillel into marriage, into the mishpachas of Beis Shammai, they should be afraid maybe they marry mamzerim? The chi tevim, maybe you tell me, Xavi Beis Hillel, the yein mamzer mechai v'krisus. Maybe Beis Hillel doesn't hold like there's a Rabbi Yeshua Shita that holds Chayve, a mamzer is only from Chayve Mrs. Bezdin, not from Chayve Krisis. Maybe Beis Hillel holds the kid is not a mamzer from the Aveir of Chayve Krisis. The Mara no. The Omer Rabbi Lezer, Afa Pish and Echo Beshang Beis Hillel Betzaris, even though there's a Machlaikis, of the Moidim, they both agree, Shein Mamzer, Ele, Mimi, Shei Sura, Yiserva, V'yonish Karas. That Beis Hillel agrees that when is the kid a mamzer, if the Abiyah was the Abiyah's Achiv Chorus. So they asked the Kasha, how could Beis Hillel let them marry into the Mishpachas of Beis Shammai? According to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai's have mamzerim. So that should be read that did not do it. Elolav Shemamina, lo yosu, should be a riot to Rav that Beis Shammai did not do Zeshita. Sumura says, Loi, that's not the Pshat. L'yerlam also, it could be that Beis Shammai did according to the Shita. And Beis Shammai let their brothers marry the Tzara. But the Pshat is, the Maidoy Elihu, that Beis Shammai was notified, Beis Hillel, when they came to make a Shidduch one to the other, they notified them exactly what happened. The Medilu, Beis Shammai, they weren't Rishoyim, they were Tzadikim. So they told Beis Hillel, don't marry this Mishpacha. This is a Mishpacha that we held. You're allowed to marry the brother's wife, and you hold no. So they told them which Mishpacha is not to marry. But the other Mishpacha, they intermarried. Upirshu, and this one Mishpacha, they didn't marry. This is the svar also. This is also the reasoning. The Ketani Seifa says in the Seifa of our Mishnah, Kol HaTairis, V'chol HaTimeis, Shoyu Eilu Matarim V'ilu Tameim, they have all the Machloikis and Besil and Beshamai about Truma, when it becomes Tameh, when it remains Tor, Lenim Nu Oysen Tairis Eilu Agabi Eilu. Still, Beshamai did not stop from borrowing dishes and pots from Besilul. They borrowed one another. Aye, how could they borrow from one another? Lechura, certain things is Tameh according to the other one.